believe because of the works themselves. My father was born in 1922. He grew up through the Depression and was drafted into the Army for World War II. He landed on Utah Beach on D-Day, survived the war, came home, took advantage of the GI Bill, and was the first member of the family ever to go to college. Became a school teacher. Met my mom at a wedding at a cousin of his in Detroit, because my dad grew up in East Chicago, Indiana. Fell in love. They got married in 1949. I came along in 1957. Followed by my sister Mary, 1 year later, then a few years after that, my sister Michelle. Now, my dad was not a person of great emotion. He would not be someone to say, I love you very much. If he said it, he probably said it to my sisters. But not often to me. But he let me know in his own way how much he loved me. Not by words, but by the things he did, by the works themselves. And St. Malachy, even though my dad's been gone 20 years, in my first 10 years here, my dad made a lot of things that are still around St. Malachy and that we still use. For example, in my office, that bookshelf, my dad made that bookshelf. Painted it a beautiful maize and blue. Well, that's in my office. And then if you go in my sacristy, the rack that holds all of my stoles, my dad made that. Put it up there. If you go into the front of the rectory to the youth center, my dad made that sign. And those aren't painted letters. Those are carved wooden letters that are bolted to the back. My dad made all of that. And then if you go in my kitchen, you'll see the coat rack. My dad made that coat rack. There are other things around the grounds too that my dad made. But this is not the Easter Vigil, so we can't be here for an hour and a half. But the point is every day I get up and walk around, I'm reminded how much my dad loved me because of the works he did. And so it is true in our relationship with the Lord. We do hear his word is proclaimed to us in the Gospels, we pray to him, but sometimes we have to be reminded that he proved to us the most by his works. And his greatest works we see every time we enter the church. It is his work of going to the cross, the greatest work in the history of the universe, where through this work of great love, he forgave our sins and opened up the gates of heaven. And there's no better way through a work to show how much God loves us.